Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Tariffs, tariffs, tariffs. We'll be getting a kind of view of what the people on the street think a little bit later on. Robbie Kane, reporter for Dublin Live, and has worked for us for many, many years too, was out on the streets talking to people and asking them what they thought would happen if we got hit with hard tariffs from the United States. We'll play that for you a little bit later on Dubliners' reaction. But first tonight, we are looking at developments in the United States that's sending ripples across the globe, particularly Europe, and hitting particularly close to home here in Ireland. Government preparations, meetings and engagements will ramp up in the coming days to deal with the fallout of the US tariff announcement, which is probably in about 2 minutes' time. And we'll try and give you some of that news as it comes in. The Cabinet Committee on the Economy will meet for the first time next week to assess the implications for Ireland, while Taoiseach and Trade Minister Simon Harris will convey a third meeting of the Government Trade Forum on Friday. The potential repercussions for Ireland, of course, are that the Irish Independent reports that Ireland exported approximately 59.6 million worth of iron and steel to the United States in 2023, indicating these tariffs could directly impact Irish exporters. Beyond the immediate effects of the trade, there's a growing apprehension about broader economic consequences. We all know what that's about, by the way. The Guardian has highlighted fear of a tit-for-tat trade war with the European Union, contemplating retaliatory measures such as escalations could have far-reaching impacts on global markets and economies, including our own. But the questions have been raised about how Ireland can safeguard its economy and its interests, and what strategies could be used to curb the potential fallout. I think we should have thought of this long before now, by the way. We have hedged our bets on American investment for years, and we've enjoyed it. Let's be clear about it. We've really enjoyed it. But I think the cookie is starting to crumble a little bit. What really got me today was, I was listening to Micheál Martin, and he mentioned that Ireland doesn't charge tariffs. Now, we may not use the word tariff, but we do charge taxes. I'll give you just a quick example, right? Let's say, for example, you decide you want, a Dodge something or other that's only available in the United States, an American car, and you want to buy it brand new in America and import it into Ireland. You're going to have to pay customs duty, 10%, VAT, 23%, vehicle registration tax, VRT, which is considered to be an illegal tax, by the way, which can range anywhere between 7 and 41%, depending on the emissions of the car. American cars tend to have large emissions. So technically speaking, the car, the base price of the car, let's say, is 30,000 euro. Shipping will cost you about 2.5 grand. Duty, 3,250. VAT, 8,577. This is just an estimate, an example. And VRT, 6,000. The 30,000 euro car now costs you 50,327.50. That's an estimate, by the way. It's a good estimate, but it's an estimate. So to suggest we don't charge tariffs, they are tariffs. They're just different names. Now, to be fair, let's do it the other way around. Now, we don't produce cars, so we use the UK as an example. If you export a car from the UK to the US, you also pay several taxes as well. But they're not as bad. Import duty taxes, 2.5% versus 10%. Sales tax, 4% to 10%. That's a lot cheaper than VRT, isn't it? Registration and title fee, $500. And that's it. So the example calculation basically means that your 30,000 euro car or your $38,000 car is going to go to America, is going to come to you at 41,500. Huge difference, it's about 20%, whereas you're practically doubling the price doing it the other way around. So to suggest that the European Union, and Britain was part of it at one stage and still charges the same tariffs or taxes, is ludicrous. American taxes and import duties have always been cheaper. And now they're just correcting the balance. I mean, Ronald Reagan wanted to introduce these many years ago, but was stopped from doing so. Now, I don't know whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea. A lot of people will say, well, Ireland and Europe is not Donald Trump's concern. Donald Trump's concern is America. That's what he told voters he would do. Make America great again, not make Ireland and Europe great again. Or do you think he's being unfair on the rest of the world? Because after all, they do depend on the rest of the world just like we depend on them. Well, author Michael Walsh, who's been on the show many times, is joining me tonight. Michael, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you, sir? It's good to be back with you. Hope you're well.
Yeah, well, I'm getting there. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. A long stay in hospital does wonders for you. Anyway, Michael, I mean, look, we're going to get this announcement in the next few minutes. Most likely it's going to be anywhere between 10, 15 and 20%, depending on what you're importing or exporting. That's probably what the tariffs are going to be. and Europe is set, I suppose, to get involved in a trade war with America, this is not going to benefit anybody really then, is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, let me make a couple of points here. One is that, just speaking from a strictly American point of view now, the United States of America never had an income tax until the passage of the 16th Amendment in the early 1910s. And that was given teeth by an act of Congress that allowed the creation of the Internal Revenue Service. But up to that point, we were financed almost entirely by tariffs and by sin taxes. That was excise taxes, mostly on booze. A few Irish people who are familiar with America may recall there was something called the Whiskey Rebellion under George Washington. So right from the start, there were fights about excise taxes on things like whiskey. But we didn't need income taxes except in extraordinary circumstances. One was the Civil War, of course, and a couple of other times throughout our history. And all that the income tax has done is, A, was instituted as a lie. It has grown and grown and grown to swallow a huge percentage of everyone's individual income. And it has resulted in the United States running phenomenal deficits, especially in the last 20 or 30 years.
Because why? Because the people have less spending power. Yeah, okay.
Well, we are trillions of dollars in debt because Congress keeps spending, but there isn't enough money to support the spending. So the system is about to come to a crashing halt, and that's what Elon Musk has been saying, because he looks at it from a businessman's point of view. Now, the president has also been on this tariff import duty stuff since way back in the 80s, when he was starting to think about running for president, back when he was just Donald Trump, real estate tycoon and guy on the cover of the New York City tabloid newspapers. So this is an old preoccupation of his, and he is going to propose, according to all reports, the creation of an external revenue service that will hopefully replace the internal revenue service, which is the most widely loathed institution of the federal government across a country of 330, 40 million people now. So there's much anticipation here about the tariffs, but I think they're mostly directed at China. Because that's how China fights.
Mm. But just to let you know, by the way, he's up on the podium at the moment. And the first thing he said, to quote him, American taxpayers have been ripped off for 50 years and it's not going to happen anymore. This is our declaration of economic independence and time to prosper. Today we're introducing reciprocal tariffs. We will supercharge our manufacturing base. This will be the golden age of America. Other countries placed massive barriers in our country. They stole our intellectual property and adopted unfair rules. I mean, Europe had put massive tariffs on American whiskey, for example. But then they got kind of cheesed off when Trump turned around and said, well, I'm going to put tariffs on your beer and alcohol and wine.
Yeah, well, I think Trump feels that America's tired of being Uncle Sucker to the entire world. And one way to signal this is by, and I think all he's ever been asking for is to make these tariffs even. If they're zero, yours will be zero. If they're 80%, yours will be 80%. And the Europeans don't like this, but it's really important. There's so many hidden subtext in all this now, and they're very important to understand. One is that America has hollowed out its manufacturing base, and you cannot be a great power without having manufacturing. So he wants to see cars come back, car production, steel production, all of the things that go into making military equipment and ordnance. We would not have won World War II against the Japanese without the ability to replace our ships and planes 100 times faster than they could. So every time we shot one of them down, or at Midway when we sank four of their aircraft carriers and basically finished them off in the Pacific just 6 months after Pearl Harbor, they were not able to replace those, and they couldn't. They didn't have the population base. So every pilot that got shot down is going to be replaced by a rookie pilot.
Michael, because I'm going to limit over time, and I want to get to the crux of this.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You've Meal Martin today saying we don't charge tariffs, right, or something along those lines. I don't want to quote him, but paraphrasing. And yet Donald Trump has just announced, and he's just, I'm quoting him, we've only charged 2.5% tariffs. That's what I just said a minute ago. If you were importing a car from America to Ireland, for example, you would pay 2.5% import duty, right? So which is an import duty, which is a tariff.
Yeah.
If you're doing the opposite and you're taking a car from America into Ireland, you'll pay 10% customs duty. So what I'm saying is we're actually charging more than America. So what right do we have to give out about Donald Trump now charging, or America in general, charging us, you know, reciprocatory tariffs or taxes? Let's use the word tax, because that's all a tariff is. It's a tax.
No, it is a tax. That's exactly what it is. And I've had experience with Ireland. I tried to send one of my classic Steinway pianos that I have here in the United States to my house in Ireland because I like to play. I play every day. And I was looking at that, and I was looking at import, and I was looking at you've got to take the ivories off it because some elephant that died in 1890, we have to protect that. It was insane. I gave up the idea.
No, but I've heard of people in Ireland. I've heard of people whose relations in America have sent them hand-me-down clothes for their kids, you know, their teenage kids got too old, a bag of hand-me-down clothes. My auntie used to do it all the time. She lived in New York years ago. And she'd send home some clothes for us from my older cousins. And that was grand. My mom would get them and we'd be delighted. You do that now, and puss are standing at the door with their hand out looking for a massive amount of tax off you.
Yeah, it's very silly. But Ireland is clearly in the crosshairs. So I think you and I haven't talked in a while, but I can guarantee you, without fear of contradiction, that Ireland, and in particular Mr. Martin and Mr. Harris, are on the radar in Washington, D.C. As you saw from the way Harris was ignored completely, they made him walk in the Paddy's Day parade with one of the most loathed women in America, Governor Hochul of New York State. And they made Martin sit there like a bad schoolboy. And then they welcomed Conor McGregor into the Oval Office.
On St. Patrick's Day. That probably wasn't good. That was a kick in the teeth for the government.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
That was a deliberate, intended, calculated, don't call me a gowl again insult.
And, I mean, okay, so just to let people know, I'm trying to give people an update as we're going along as well. So he says he'll be charging Europe 20% plus a tariff. Europe have charged us 20% plus tariffs of 23% VAT, which is a tariff. And he says, effective at midnight, we will place a 25% tariff on all foreign-made automobiles. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's effective from tonight at midnight.
Well, listen, rich people can afford it. And rich people buy BMWs and Mercedes-Benzes and Ferraris in the United States. L.A. is filled with them. And they'll pay it. But the thing about tariffs is that's important is you got to think about what is it doing for your country. And if you have cheap foreign goods coming in to replace American manufacturing, you're putting your neighbor out of business. In effect, you're putting him out of business. And you're saying, I'd rather buy this TV from China than from some factory in Ohio, which is now closed. And so for the sake of saving a few bucks, you've ruined your neighbor's career and life. And you put money in the pocket of an avowed enemy of not only the United States, but of Western Europe. So why not do it, is my point.
So he's going to do this. Now, we don't know exactly yet what tariffs are going to be put. He's talking about that. At the moment, he's talking about milk from Canada, coming in from Canada, or dairy products to save the farmers of America. I'm sure he's going to move on to Europe very shortly. But let's say, for example, he does put a 25% tariff on goods coming in from the European Union, a blanket tariff, I don't know, or anywhere between 10 and 23%, depending on what it is. I mean, and then Europe get involved and say, well, that's fine. We're going to charge you more, including the VAT and import duty we already charge. We're going to throw another 23% on to match your 23%. So now we're getting into a trade war. But as I said at the very start of this interview, this is not going to benefit anybody, is it?
Well, here's what Trump just did. Everyone's seen the movie The Godfather. It's the scene, The Godfather 2, where Michael is being shook down by the corrupt Senator Geary from Nevada. And Geary says, blah, blah, blah. And Corleone says, here's my offer to you, Senator. My offer is nothing. And that's what Trump is saying to the Europeans. You go ahead and make as much noise as you want. But in the end, I'm giving you nothing. And you will like it because you cannot do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Ursula von der Leyen, and the rest of that crew can shout all they want, but I guarantee you they will roll over. They really have no option. They don't.
Okay, here's something else that's going to hit Irish farmers. He's just said, the EU bans most of our meat industry, yet we import theirs. But as of midnight tonight, this will all stop. So again, he said he wants to protect American farmers.
Well, that's not good for my neighbors, all of whom are raise cattle in Ireland. And I'm sorry about that. But I suspect Ireland will react like any entity does to a threat, is to question, how do we deal with it? And maybe the way we deal with it is by leveling the playing field, which is essentially all that Trump...
But the playing field is already leveled because we charge much higher import duties and we charge 23% VAT, which America don't. It's actually America, when you think about it, that are leveling the playing field.
Well, however you want to define on which way it's tilting, yes. I mean, that is something that is unknown here in the U.S., thank God, because it really is a punitive, nasty tax that's used for political reasons. And in Ireland, you know that, because they raise it and lower it on certain selected areas as they wish to either punish, like the rest of the hospitality business takes it in the shorts all the time. Meanwhile, others get more favorable VAT rates. I think this is going to have a great come to Jesus moment for the West. See if we're all going to get on the same page to confront China, which is Trump's primary focus. He's not mad at the Europeans. He doesn't really care about them because he doesn't think about them. And remember, he's half Scottish on top of everything else. His mother was born on some random lonely island in the middle of nowhere.
Finally, because I'm limited for time, Michael, in relation to foreign investment here in Ireland, and that's our big concern, you know, our pharmaceutical companies, our tech companies. Oh, yeah. I mean, we're getting $20 billion a year in taxes from these companies, which is propping up our economy, which is pretty good at the moment, although we're spending it like it's going out of fashion. Is there a genuine risk to those industries moving out of Ireland?
Yes, there is. Trump wants to repatriate industries. That's the best thing that ever happened to Ireland, too, because your prosperity is illusionary because it's based on Facebook and Google and all these tech companies that are located.
And the pharmaceutical. Well, 70,000 people are employed. 70,000 people are employed by American companies.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to have to employ them yourself. But Ireland won't be able to afford to do what it is doing now to harm the nation, which it is, if it doesn't have this free play money to play with. I mean, so the government, however long it lasts, has to come to grips with, what do we do if we're suddenly out all these pharmaceutical and tech companies?
But we've been doing this for 20 years since the Celtic Tiger, and we've no plan B.
Yeah.
We never had a plan B. We just assumed they were always going to be there.
Well, you'd think they'd learned something from the Celtic Tiger collapse, too, which was another thing. As I've told other people in Ireland, I was in Ireland, actually started the planning of rebuilding my grandmother's house and all that stuff. And they were boasting about the Celtic Tiger. And I said, listen, Ireland could stand 1,000 years of misery and it won't be able to stand 10 years of prosperity because it will fail. And that money will go down the drain and you're all going to be sorry. And that's exactly what happened because of Ireland's unique past, which has made it very difficult for it to move properly into the 21st century. Mm-hmm. So all those Dublin boys in their big Mercedes and their nice clothes, you know, they were sitting on their bums 5 minutes after the Celtic Tiger collapse. I know someone who went to jail, for God's sakes, because the whole thing was illusionary. I think you're looking at Celtic Tiger 2 here, if the government doesn't play its hand properly.
Well, listen, Michael, unfortunately I've run out of time. It's been a pleasure talking to you once again, as usual. Michael Walsh, author and commentator, thank you very much indeed for coming on the show and talking to us. I'm sure we'll speak again.
Thanks, Niall. Appreciate it.
Now, I'll give you more news as it comes in. Donald Trump is still speaking at the moment. He hasn't really got to Ireland. He said, we're going to start being smart again. We're going to take back our wealth and have fairness. We will be able to pay our debts and be successful again. We will put the people first again. We today are standing up for American workers. America first. And he's now criticizing sleepy Joe Biden and the money he was giving out in trillions, spending in trillions on other countries. Anyway, look, so far from what he said, There's nothing wrong. I think if I had a president or somebody running a country, I would like them to put our citizens and our country first. But how is this going to affect Ireland? That's what we've got to think about. That's what Micheál Martin and Simon Harris and Simon Coveney have got to think about. How is this going to affect Ireland? Let me know what you think, by the way. Are you concerned about these tariffs? Let me know. The number, by the way, as usual, is 087-188-0008. After the break, by the way, Robbie Kane, reporter for Dublin Live, and Robbie has worked for us for many years as well, was out on the streets, and he asked people what they thought of the tariffs, and we'll have a listen to that just after the break. Now, my good friend Robbie Kane, who's worked for us for many years here on the radio station, but also now works for Dublin Live as well, went out on the streets to find out what Irish people thought about these tariffs and how they would affect Ireland. And here's what happened.
We asked Dubliners, are they worried about Donald Trump's proposed tariffs this coming Wednesday, which he has touted as Liberation Day for the American economy?
Yeah, I certainly am.
Why?
Just for the economy and people losing their jobs.
I am, yes.
Can I ask you why, sir?
Just I think it's going to have an impact on the economy.
Do you reckon he's teasing us?
I don't think so, no.
So you reckon he's going to be...
He's serious.
You reckon it's going to be really effective here in Ireland with the pharmaceutical trade?
I do believe, yes.
I would, yeah, because if it's going to affect jobs and employment, well, that's going to be a cost to us and it's going to have a detrimental effect to the economy.
Do you think Ireland's been found out, though, for the tax hoarders?
That's yet to be found out, but it looks like we could be, yeah. Yeah, it looks like we've been getting away with it for a while now. I don't know how we got away with it, but now... You know, we're about to be found out, it looks like.
What's the solution to it?
Well, we're not in control, so it's up to external forces. Do you know, I don't know what the solution is, but basically we bought these jobs, so...
I am slightly, yes.
Why?
Because they'll make everything more expensive for Ireland, and it could mean big businesses that are in Ireland could go back to America because of the tariffs to Ireland.
No, I don't think so, not at the minute. I think he's just looking for attention, is right.
Are you following it on social media and on the news?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Bits and pieces here and there, you know, you get fed up listening to it after a while.
I'm not, no.
Why not?
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't really know what the tariffs mean.
Well, they're going to kind of put taxes up on, like, the pharmaceutical companies, 25% plus.
So what, that means it's more expensive to, like, for America to get Irish stuff? So yeah, then that's probably not good for Irish businesses.
And you're a student, obviously, if you go into the pharmaceutical trade going forward, you may not have a job.
Yeah, because, yeah, companies might go out of business, so it's not great.
Yes.
Okay. Are you following it?
A little bit on social media.
Okay. Do you reckon it's going to be bad here for Ireland, or what do you reckon deep down?
I think it'll be bad for all over the world, yeah.
Yes, I am. I think it's an appalling decision and smacks of nepotism.
I think he's pushing the boat out, though, to test the waters.
Yes, he seems to think that politics is like business, where everything is a deal, this for that, but he doesn't understand the concept to leave a little in there for the other party.
Yes, of course I would.
Why?
Because it's going to affect jobs and everything else in Ireland.
Do you reckon he's just pushing the boat out?
No, I think he's an absolute asshole. God forgive me for cursing, but I do think he's that.
So I think that, yes, I am pretty concerned about his tariffs in general and the way that he's presenting himself financially to the rest of the world, or presenting America financially to the rest of the world. I think that he is setting us up for failure economically, and he is going to continue to increase prices across the country and make ourselves less available economically and financially to the rest of the world.
Now, as an American, what is your fellow American saying to you at this moment in time?
I think that a lot of them would agree with me. I think that we are at a crossroads politically where we have a decision to make about our future. I mean, we did make a decision in November, but I think that there's more conversation to be had and where we're going to go for the foreseeable future.
Finally, do you regret the fact that he became president?
Yes.
There you go, that's Robbie Kane for Dublin Live, out of the street, asking listeners as well here for Classic Hits what they thought of Donald Trump's tariffs. Now, by the way, Donald Trump has now held up a big kind of board showing people what other countries are charging America and his plan to charge tariffs back. Now, remember, of course, tariffs, for those who don't understand, are just taxes. This is exactly the same thing. A tariff is a tax. And to give you an example, for example, he has the board up here with a comparison. China charged America 67% tax or tariffs. And in return, he's now going to charge them 34%. The European Union, which is what we're concerned about to some degree, 39% tariffs on America. He's going to charge them 20%. So he's still charging them less than they're charging him. In other words, the two countries I'm talking about, obviously. Now, in relation to Ireland, nothing specific has been mentioned yet. He hasn't actually mentioned Ireland per se. I'm just looking so far at the list that he has here. He has Japan mentioned, South Korea, Indonesia, South Africa, Brazil, Bangladesh. So Ireland just covered generally under the EU for the moment. So nothing there. But I'll give you an update on that as soon as we see anything at all. There might be some specific tariffs in relation to, say, the pharmaceutical industries or the tech industries. Let me go to Owen. Owen, hi, how are you?
Very good night. How are things with you, boy? You well?
I'm well, yeah, I'm okay, Owen. Owen, I mean, what do you think of what Donald Trump is doing and what effect do you think it'll have on Ireland? And are you concerned?
Well, quite concerned, actually, because I'm in Cork, right? And we have a huge pharmaceutical industry in Cork.
And Apple, yeah, as well.
Basically supplying America. Now we have Apple headquarters here as well. And as you know, they're paying huge tax in Ireland. But what if Trump just turns around and says, we don't trust Ireland anymore? Ireland's a jihad country.
I don't think he's going to say Ireland's a jihad. He's not going to say Ireland's a jihad country. Okay.
Well, let's be realistic.
Owen, stick to the topic, right? We'll talk about immigration another night if you want to, but stick to the topic for the moment. He's not going to say Ireland's a jihad country. That's not what he's going to say. Where are you even going with that conversation? No, you're bringing out your own. You're throwing in something there that you read today somewhere or saw on TikTok,
and you said
I'd fling that into the argument here about tariffs. It's nothing to do with tariffs.
Well,
you might as well throw Molly Malone into the conversation there while you're at it as well, and her boobs.
But it's about trust. Maybe he's talking about bringing the jobs home.
Yeah.
He might say, right, we're not going to import any more of our pharmaceuticals, as he calls them, from Ireland. I'm going to make sure they bring the jobs back to America. And he might come up with some nonsense pretext, Niall. I'm not long back from America. And people in America actually think that fella, that MMA fighter, is a political figure in Ireland. They think he's important. And that's the furthest possible thing from the truth. There is zero chance of McGregor being elected.
Well, let's be clear about it. Most Americans probably don't even know where Ireland is.
Well, look, they seem to be operating in a...
Yeah, I mean, anytime I've been in America, people say, are you from the UK? They don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know what nonsense it would come up with. Well, all we have to do is weather the storm for the next few years.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, now the next election will return someone more favourable to international trade.
But in 5 years, it could be too late.
Could well be too late now.
The damage could
be
done.
The priority now for our politicians here in Ireland must be to hang on to our jobs, hang on to the intellectual property tax being paid here, hang on to our prosperity. And, you know, in a way, it's kind of lucky that Micheál Martin won the election because he'll give him claw moss.
Okay, so Donald Trump has just said something here which is very directed at Ireland. He said, we were doing so well until Biden came along and destroyed our enormous progress. He said, this is not full reciprocal. In other words, I'm not finished yet. After today, there'll be more. This is half reciprocal. Or you can have zero reciprocal. In other words, you don't have to pay any taxes if you bring your company to the USA and manufacture here.
Exactly, so
that is directed at Ireland because he wants all of those American pharmaceutical companies and tech companies to go back to America and he will charge them zero tax.
Now, isn't that exactly what I just said 5 minutes ago? Mm. And it sounded so far-fetched, people were doubting me, but there you are. What we have to do is we have to give them claw moss. We have to quieten Boyd Barrett and all these other lunatics.
Now, hold on a second. Stop bringing other people into it. Okay, they have a view just like you have a view.
Well, look, this is serious.
Well, it is serious. And I don't know if the Irish government are prepared for it or not. Let me go to Sean as well. Thank you, Owen. Sean, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Noel? How are you?
Sean,
no, here's one for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a good friend of mine there, and he works for a stockbroker in America. And he's very good at his job, and, you know, he's made his money. And he's told me, and I have the inside information here from him, that if Trump makes, you know, and he can do what he wants, you know, he's quite entitled to do what he wants. But my friend was telling me, if he rocks the cage too much, he's going to crash America, literally. Because you've seen what he's done with Canada. Canada told him, basically, Canada gave him the fingers. I said, listen, go on. We'll double tax you there on the electricity. You were saying about steel and about aluminium and what have you not. If you see what Canada, you know, exports to them, it's absolutely horrendous, you know. And he was putting the tariffs on them. And what happened now? There was a phone call made, you know, and then they started talking. And every, you know, there you go, Noel. You know.
Well, by the way, that's what he wants. He wants the phone call. He wants a deal.
But you see, this is, and that's what Canada done. And look at the deal they done. Now, they borrowed out a deal, whatever the deal
was. I mean, okay, I'm just quoting him again because I'm watching it live as I'm talking, so I'm trying to double task here. He said, yeah. Apple is going to spend $500 billion here. They never did that before. So now, if you remember, at his inauguration party, who was sitting right beside where he was inaugurated was the CEO of Apple. Now, remember, Apple, of course, their headquarters is in Ireland. And they employ 7,000 people in Cork. If Apple up sticks and go back to America and you know, invest all or pay all their taxes to America, that's a big loss for Ireland. Massive loss.
100% Noel. But you see, everybody's getting the knickers in a twist there because, as far as I'm concerned, Noel, I've been watching Micheál Martin and, you know, Simon Harrison. You know, they're scaremongering people here. You know, literally. You know. And they are afraid.
Well, I don't think they're scaremongering. I think they're, I think they're scared themselves. Because they know the damage this could do to the Irish economy.
No. You see, here's the thing, Noel. We're a part of the EU. The EU even said it themselves. Whatever they bring, we'll bring. You know, and Canada bring it to America's door, and America then said, "Oh Jesus, okay."
But Sean, to be fair, we've been doing it to America for years. So we're charging them 10% import duties. We're charging them 23% VAT. So we can't then turn around and throw our toys out of the cot when he says, "Well, I'm going to charge you 25%.
But the fact of the matter is, we're the part of the EU, and you see, you know, I had to say one thing about Trump. He's great at property, and he's great at this and that and the other. But here's the thing, though. If you want to believe it, I believe it. But I do believe it. He's going to crash America if he keeps up acting the idiot, and that's what he's doing. He's acting the idiot. He's going to crash America. And the American people will feel the brunt of it. Not the Irish people or everywhere else around the world. You see, Trump is hitting the headlines for all the right reasons when he got into the office. But now he's hitting it for the wrong reasons. I'm taxing you. I'm taxing you, China. I'm taxing you, Ireland. I'm going to tax you as well. You see, the fact of the matter is, Noel, when he hit Canada, the whole lot, the stock market start rupturing, you know, and they felt it. You know, they felt it. And they know quite well that this is going to happen if they start hitting the EU and start hitting everybody else.
The last thing we need is a trade war. Stay there a second, by the way. Trump has also said he's mentioned the UK per se, obviously because they're not part of the EU anymore. And he said he'll put a levy of 10% on all UK goods, not just steel or iron or anything like that, but on all UK goods. Clint, hi, how are you?
I'm grand, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Clint, okay, so... it's certainly not good for Ireland, but is it good for America?
I tell you, these people need to cop onto themselves. He's not doing this without doing the research. These are the same people that go to his dinners and all the whole lot. You know what I mean? The first thing I'll say is, the last fella about the EU, what happened to Ireland when the EU made us bail out the banks for $280 billion? We still haven't paid that back. You really think Germany and France are going to risk their whole economies for the population of 5 million people in Ireland?
Hold on for a minute. We're part of the EU for a reason. We haven't shown it.
Hang on a minute. You're part of the EU and we're made better.
Cut yourself
down
for a minute.
Lads, one at a time. I let you respond to each other. No, hang on. It's radio. You talk over each other, nobody can hear anything. So one at a time. Clint, finish what you were saying.
We'll go back to the banks, right? Ireland was made bail out the rest of the EU. We still haven't paid that back. Another thing is, Pascal O'Donoghue, the great mind that he has, decided to sign off on this ward 15% tax for all tech companies. Okay? So not only now do we have high wages in Ireland, we have high taxes in Ireland. So we're making ourselves less competitive. Another thing is, people go on about the education in Ireland. If the Irish people were that well educated, we wouldn't be bringing in all these thousands of immigrants for all these high-tech jobs. Just as easily go to America.
That's the Irish government's fault.
No, I know it's not Trump's fault. This is my point. These people talk about education, about taxes, about jobs. Ireland is a little island off the coast of the EU. We're not on the mainland. And the UK now is blocking us from doing it. So not only that, we have transport costs that are going through the roof as well. Little old Ireland had its time. It's all going to come crashing down. And the sooner people realise this is going to happen, the better for them. Apple isn't sitting there going, we're investing. Sorry.
Hold on a minute. Can I just ask you a question?
Hang on a minute. I'm talking. Listen. All these things are happening in the row, and it's this government that signed off on it. It's nothing got to do with Trump. They're looking for that out now, and Trump is giving it to them. Come home, increase your manufacturing. Pfizer are already doing it. Lilly are already doing it. They're investing billions since last year. Look at COVID. It took them 4 months to mass produce 100 million vaccines for America alone. So don't tell me they're not able to do this within a few months. The fact of the matter is here,
I get where you're coming from here, you know, and you're kind of all over the place here. You're jumping from one end of the street to the other here. But the fact of the matter is, it's the Irish government. What you've mentioned there is more or less the Irish government's fault of what's going on here in Ireland. And we all know that.
Exactly.
We're all well aware of this.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't disagree with you for 1 minute. I don't. I think you're talking an awful lot of sense. But that's the Irish government's fault. And it's the Irish people's fault for letting it happen. Because they can't grasp it. Because the fact of the matter is, I've been saying this for years, why are we letting the Irish government in again and again and again when they're literally, I don't want to say it on the radio, but they're shafting us, more or less.
Okay, hang on for a second, because I need to go to a break, and I want to bring in Peter Dooley into the conversation as well for the Dublin Renters Union. Lads, stay there with me if you want for a second. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. We're talking about Donald Trump and his announcements tonight of tariffs, which could be certainly detrimental to the Irish economy. So far directed at Ireland, I suppose, what he's suggesting is that these are only half reciprocal taxes. So what he's saying is, what I'm saying at the moment, if I say 20%, for example, I'll probably go to 40 if you don't do a deal with me. And he's saying to American companies, if you come back to America, I'll charge you no tax. It's zero. Now, everybody knows what that means, and everybody, I think, knows where he's directing that. He's directing that at American investment in Ireland and other countries around Europe too, but primarily Ireland, because we probably have, per head of population, and with the geographical size of the country, the most amount of American investment, which we've relied on for the last 10, 15 years. Over 20 billion in taxes came into the Irish economy last year from these companies. He's just already said that Apple will now be putting money to America. What does that mean for Ireland? Will they still be operating their headquarters from Ireland? Anyway, let us know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. I think when Trump is saying, you know, these are 50% reciprocal, not 100% reciprocal, I think it's probably some sort of threat that if you refuse to pay it, well, then I'll double it. He says, by the way, Donald Trump has just said, we won't have any countries taking advantage of our country anymore. Fair play to those who got away with it for so long, but not anymore. He said, I foresaw this decline 40 years ago. I've been talking about tariffs for decades. Look at my old interviews, he said, when I was young and very handsome. But I said it, and I was right then, and I'm right now. Let me go to stay there, lads, Sean and Vince. Let me just go to Peter Dooley. Peter, hi, how are you?
Hi, Noel. Good to hear you back as well, and hope you're keeping well. And AJ, you make a great team there as well.
She we are, yeah. We're a great team, although she steals me chocolate buttons, but aside from that, she's great.
Good to have you back, and hope you're keeping well.
Thanks, Peter. Peter, I mean, look, this is a very interesting night. Liberation Day, they're calling it in America. Donald Trump basically telling everybody, listen, we haven't been charging you taxes for years. That's going to stop as of from midnight tonight. How do you think that's going to affect, A, the rest of the world, Europe, the European Union primarily, and Ireland?
Well, absolutely, it's going to have big ramifications on Ireland. But like, we want to bring it back to something for a minute. People are getting sort of all head up over what's going on. But like, if you look at the Irish government and what they've done over the last probably 15, 20 years in particular, they've they've basically eroded all of our sovereignty and left all our basically our decisions at the behest of Brussels and Washington D.C. And they've hitched their wagon to the foreign direct investment, to the multinationals, to the corporations, and created a tax haven in Ireland where this has created huge disasters for a lot of people in Ireland. Like, you know, I don't know if you saw the report recently, yesterday, that came out from the RSI to say 9 out of 10 people on low income are actually cutting back on basic essentials. 16% of people in Ireland are in deprivation. And like, we see the homeless crisis, we see all the multitude of crises we have. And at the same time, the Irish government are more interested in bowing down to their masters, the multinationals and the global corporations. And we've sold off so much of our indigenous industries, our resources, that I've been arguing about for years and years and years. And people have been, in the main, ignoring it because they've been going along in sort of in their heads in the clouds to think this is a gravy train that we can keep riding as long as possible.
So, what I said at the start, we no plan B.
Well, absolutely. Like, if you look at all our indigenous industries and resources that were sold off all around the country, all of our through the privatisation agenda, you look at the Irish sugar, you look at our agricultural industry, you look at our fisheries industry, like, we should be very strong in terms of self-sufficiency. But they do trade with other countries as well. And now we have a huge amount of people now that are emigrating now because they can't afford to live in Ireland and they don't see a future in Ireland. The economy, it's become an economic zone, really, rather than a society. And that's the problem is that we had the politicians who were just more interested and worried about what they can do with the multinationals, bring more multinationals in, more private investment. And that's what they're doubling down on now. Like, if you look at the comments that Micheál Martin's making, Pascal Donoghue are making as well, they're looking now to fast track towards the Capital Markets Union. I don't know if you're aware of this, but this is something which is going to offer the opportunity for more private investment to come to Ireland, to open the doors again, to charge rip-off rents, to make massive, massive windfalls out of people's lives, and going to create more crises in Ireland. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to be...
Okay, are you concerned that Donald Trump there the last 10 minutes, and I'm quoting, he said, Apple is going to spend $500 billion here. They've never did that before. So is that concerning for Ireland? Because obviously, Tim Cook is his best mate now. I mean, you've seen him at the inauguration sitting with Elon Musk. The other news, of course, is Elon Musk is stepping down from Doge, obviously because his own business is suffering because he's spending too much time hanging around with Donald Trump. But is it concerning for Ireland that, you know, he's saying Apple are going to spend $500 billion?
But they all jump. If you look at Trump's inauguration, Noel, look who was lining up in the front row. Who was sitting there? Like, Musk was sitting there. Tim Cook, as you said.
The head of TikTok. Yeah, the head of Apple. All the biggest companies in the world.
They all jump ship when they know what side their bread is being buttered on. Like, they're just, they've no principles, they've no morals and anything.
No, it's all about the money. It's all about, we all know it's about the money.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's fundamentally what's wrong with everything. Like, anybody that goes around and starts blaming Trump for doing what he's saying he was going to do is just a lunatic, like, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he did tell everybody he was going to do, and 50% of the population, or over 50%, voted for him.
Well, absolutely. And people who voted for him, a lot of people who voted for him, they made it a tin in Ireland where it was either, you're either a Democrat or a Republican, all this nonsense. There was a lot of working class people that have been left behind. For instance, the car manufacturing industry in America has been decimated for years. Like, I remember years ago, they were advertising cheap knockdown homes, I don't know, at the time of the Celtic Tiger, to people in Ireland to buy, because all houses that were foreclosed from ex-construction workers. Sure, is it any wonder people now are looking for an opportunity to try and get jobs back? And manufacturing jobs back for people as well. People there have been left behind. And I'm not saying Trump essentially is going to be the messiah, but like, it's understandable why people actually go to him, because like, they've been let down by the other side.
Okay, so people are saying, you know, he's running America like a business. We can see that because that's what he is. He's a businessman. He's not running it like a politician. Some people are saying that's the wrong way to run a country.
That's the problem, Noel. That's the problem.
Well, why is that a problem, Sean? Surely a country should be run like
a
business.
I'll tell you why it's a problem. You see, as I said, Noel, and I did outline there when I talked to you earlier on, that, you know, he's a great businessman, and he's a great property tycoon, he's great at the hotels, this, that, the other. But I tell you what he lacks. He lacks, what's going on here in the whole of the world now. He has a centre stage now, Noel, and we all see this. But the fact of the matter is, people are forgetting, well, who does he think he is? You know, and every other country saying it.
He's the president of America.
No, hold on. President of America or not, he doesn't own the world, sir. What I'm saying is...
Well, he is the leader of the most powerful, one of the most powerful countries in the world.
He used the American dollar. They're laughing at him. Yeah. You idiot. They're laughing at him. Because they said this, John Hayes, and I will quote again and again and again, and I will have to quote this.
With the greatest respect, Sean, I don't think everybody's laughing at the moment. I don't think what's happening is funny, because this is going to affect globally all the global markets.
Yes, it will. Yeah. And they, yeah. And
so nobody's laughing. It's not funny.
No, here's the thing. No, I don't mean it in that sense. But the fact of the matter is, Noel, everybody's going to counteract what Canada done. Every other country's going to counteract what Trump is doing. You know, so as you
when
said,
when you say counteract, we're already counteracting. We're still charging more tariffs to America and the European Union is, and China and everywhere else, than America are charging to them.
Sorry, excuse me. So what's going to happen is, Dan Noel,
you're not even listening to what I'm saying, are you?
Price war.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying.
It is going to be a price.
But you're not listening to what I'm saying. I've just explained to you, for example, importing anything from America at the moment in this country is 10% import duty. For you to import stuff from Ireland to America is 2.5%. America have been ripped off for years. He's just correcting it. That's what he says.
Come here. Listen, you can play the violin for America all you like.
I'm not playing the violin for America. I'm just saying you can't turn around and say, oh, we should reciprocate. We've already reciprocated for years.
If Trump wants to go around and act... excuse me. If Trump wants to go around and act Billy big bollocks here, and that's what he's doing, and he's threatening every country around the world, everybody's going to... with Canada... They're gonna come back. Do you want to play? We play too.
Well, that's what he wants. He wants people to come to the table. Stay there for a second, actually, Alan. I've only got 2 minutes, Alan. Go ahead.
Niall, well, I just think that the Trump presidency, the second part of his presidency, is leading to global uncertainty, financial meltdowns, and we're gonna see a mass unemployment in this country again.
It could happen. I hope not.
No, I can see that happening now because this country is only on borrowed time.
But whose fault is that? Is that our fault for relying on foreign investment for the last 20 years?
Niall, usually presidents are not as corrosive as Trump is with his obsession with tariffs. He needs to play the ball of diplomacy. He doesn't have any diplomacy.
When you say obsession with tariffs... I mean, we've an obsession too with tariffs. We just call them taxes. It's different.
Yeah, I know that. But Niall, America needs a stable, calm approach to this instead of just slapping down tariffs and taxes on stuff that he thinks is unfair. The Irish country, the Irish nation, is about to face another wallop, and we're going to go into a major unemployment and recession. You said it last year, Niall. Remember?
I did.
You said that, and you weren't saying it about the tariffs. You were just saying Ireland's about to go, it's on borrowed time.
I did. My predictions on New Year's Eve last year was that Ireland will go into another recession. Yeah. Our economy will drop.
This recession won't have a get-out clause. There's going to be about 500,000 unemployed. Rates of employment will stagnate. And the Irish economy is left at the mercy of the outside are looking in on Europe. Europe has three main players.
But hang on, I have to be very quick, Alan. I've got 30 seconds here. But whose fault is it if this damages Ireland? Is it Donald Trump's fault for charging taxes that he believes are fair because other countries haven't been paying taxes into America for years? Or is it our fault for relying too much on foreign, American foreign investment?
Well, that's not without saying, Niall. We rely too much on foreign investment. And we didn't have indigenous companies growing from normal taxation. We had windfall taxes coming in from big corporations, and we're only on a borrowed time with them. Their allegiance is to the dollar, not to their employers.
Well, it looks like their allegiance might be back to America again. Listen, lads, I've run out of time, and I'm really sorry to everybody. Sean, Peter, Clint.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.